Hey, this is Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And listeners of the program will know that we kind of hit the road all around Chicago and talk about some of the greatest cruise nights, car shows, some of those great events that are happening all around during the, you know, you think of it as kind of a summertime thing. We've had a pretty reasonably light winter, I think. So people are really itching to get out there, show off their cars, see some great cars. And but it happens, I think, spring, summer, and then some kind of far into the fall as well. And so we've featured some great communities. We're going to do that again today as they get into their 18th year in the car show. It is the Roselle Cruise Night, Roselle, Illinois, a great suburb. And we've got Wayne Dome is going to talk to us. He is one of the village trustees. He'll explain a little bit later on in the segment, you know, where Roselle is, in case you don't have access to a globe or Google and you've never been there. I'm sure there's other things to see other than the cruise night. And Glenn Rigel, he is the guy who started it all, Roselle Cruise Night. Glenn, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much, Dane. Thanks for having us.
This is exciting stuff. I mean, I know that it's exciting and people look forward to it because you have so many people for so many years that support the event. We've talked about some of the sponsors off the air. We'll do a little bit of that as well. But 18 years, I mean, that's a pretty long time to be doing it. Obviously, you must love what you're doing, and you've got a lot of people who feel the same.
I do. It's a passion of mine. And 18 years ago, we started out in the train station parking lot in Roselle. And I think the first night we probably had 25, 30 cars show up. And then the following week it was 60, 70 cars. And before we knew it, we were taking up the whole train station parking lot. And we were there for about 4 years. And
Now, how did the idea happen? And it's always neat to have some of these kind of inspirational moments where you watching a race, or were you just standing in the driveway saying, "I should park this in a place where more people can see it"? I mean, how did it work out where you said, let's do it? Or did you maybe see something on TV or pass by another community? Well, how did it start?
Actually, it was about 18 years ago. I went to a cruise night in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Which is still going on.
Yep.
And I thought, boy, this would really be cool to have in my hometown. And so, like I said, I started out at the train station parking lot. We were there for about 4 years. And they tore our train station down and tore the parking lot all up, so I had to find a new spot to put it.
And it wasn't like how Mayor Daley did that a number of years ago with Mix Field.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that to just stop you, right? They were probably building a new train station.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. And that took a while, so we moved it from there to Bloomingdale Road and Lake Street. And we were there for 3 or 4 years and then came back to Roselle to Main Street, went to the village and got approval to be on Main Street. And we were on Main Street for about 9 years. And then we actually outgrew Main Street to where there was a bowling alley in town that had been trying to get us to go over there for 3 or 4 years because they said that on Friday nights it was kind of a ghost town. It was hard to fill a bowling league anymore on Fridays. So we moved over there, a huge parking lot. They gave us the whole west part of the parking lot and the frontage at 215 spots. We were filling them every Friday night. And we were there for 2 years. They got some new management that they had hired, and the new manager said, "Yeah, well, you can come back and for a third year here, but I'd have to charge per car to come to our cruise night." And I says, "Well, I don't think that's going to work."
Because you've got the people that park there, you've got the people with the cars, and you've got a lot of those kind of extended individuals that either came with, know them, or just fans of cars that want to see it. I think as a business owner, you just kind of figure out a way to capitalize on that crowd.
Exactly. It went from a ghost town to having 300-400 people outside their door on a Friday night. But so we left there and went. We were invited to an American Legion Hall in Roselle. And behind the American Legion Hall, they have a commuter parking lot. It used to be a commuter parking lot. And the neat part is each spot has got a stake with a number on it. And guys will call up one of our pizza places, one of our sponsors, and order a pizza. And they'll say, "I'm at spot 319, and they'll
nice.
Bring it right to your car.
It's kind of like having season tickets or something.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So Wayne, from the community side, and we've seen, you know, different situations, some where it's more of a kind of a business thing, you know, kind of where Glenn's just got it. He's moving it from place to place. Somewhere the community starts it up all by itself, but you know, you had it there in Main Street. You guys have done a great job rehabbing Main Street, kind of redeveloping it and making it great. But let's talk about the car connection for you and Roselle, and what you think has made it so successful for 18 years.
So one of the things is to have people that are residents that like to do things, and Roselle kind of promotes that. There's a Taste of Roselle. We've got the Rose Parade. A lot of different individuals make up Roselle, and Glenn is one of them. Our motto in Roselle is tradition meets tomorrow. And one of the best traditions is cars. You know, grandpas and grandmas will take their sons and daughters to Roselle Cruise Night. And they'll bring the grandkids, and they'll be able to walk around and show them who they were and what they used to be. And the cars are very much a part of our lives, just like music is, and things like that, where you actually use cars as a milestone in your life. And Roselle is that kind of a community where we like to go into nostalgia, and we like to also bring it forward to today. And so from the cruise night where it's located now, right near Main Street, you can come there and get a hot dog and a Coke or something, and you're within walking distance of a 1913 restaurant or 8,000 Miles restaurant on Main Street. So it's a regular community thing where it's kind of back to the way it used to be. You can just take your family to a family event like cruise night. Well, and Glenn makes that happen.
Well, see, right? It's just, you know, without one individual kind of persevering through a lot of these things, maybe it wouldn't happen. But Wayne, you're right. I mean, I don't know if there are many things. America, you know, has a love affair with the automobile. But I don't know if there's many things that transcend all of those things, whether it's demographics or age. You know, where they're not going anywhere, and they're just as popular now. And even some of those kind of classic cars are some of the most popular cars. Yeah. You know, too bad it isn't that way for bowling, right, Glenn? You know, bowling hasn't maintained its pop. Not necessarily. Bowling's okay. I'm just saying, cars, and you're right, Wayne, it's the kind of thing that that people enjoy throughout the course of time, and they continue to enjoy even to this day.
And the Roselle Board supports the cruise night. I mean, we want it to happen. And
so that's the official governmental statement.
Yes, it certainly does.
We're pro cars.
And, you know, Roselle's known for many things, and cruise night is one big one that we're known for.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I think is really impressive. And we've talked about different ones where the community is there. But you guys, you know, Glenn, you have been and you've known that the things can't happen by themselves. You've got to have support. You've got to have people going along with it on the business side. And you've got a tremendous amount of sponsors. You've got 60 sponsors. So just as the community, you know, at City Hall and Village Hall, they're super supportive of it. You've got a lot of those businesses that love it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Without the sponsors, our cruise night wouldn't be the same. The money we get from the sponsors allows us to have live bands. This year it's a 16-week season, and 12 of those weeks we have a live band.
Did you always have that, or was it, because you said you went to Downers Grove and you got a chance to see kind of what they're doing. They're still doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, did you say, like, okay, well, and have you over the years kind of looked at, or maybe other people, I'm sure, have come to Roselle and said, here's what you guys are doing. You know, let's kind of put some of that stuff in. Because people love the entertainment, the music. They love to have it be that whole experience.
Right. It's a chance to get out. And if you're not really into the cars that much, you can still get out and listen to a band play, have some food from one of our food vendors. And like Wayne had said, we're right down the street from some of the main restaurants in town on Main Street. And but yeah, that all started it. When I went to that Downers Grove cruise night and saw how many people would actually come out with their cars, and you know, from 6 to 9 or whatever on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and I thought, boy, I just got to have something like this in Roselle.
See? Look what you did. Okay, 18 years going on. It's every Friday night that you have it. From when to when? And then talk about some of those different, because some, you know, have it where you kind of feature maybe a different kind of car or whatever. I'm not sure if you do that or if it's kind of all-inclusive, you know, where any car is fine. But sometimes people have, like, some different special event nights during the course of the summer.
Yeah, that's nice when they have the special events. The only thing is, if you end up having a rain out on, let's say, Chevy night, then all of a sudden, if you just had one Chevy night for the year, the guys with all the Chevys wouldn't have another night that year, you know, to be able to come.
That's a big rainout.
Yeah. So it's a bring what you have every night. We give out trophies, not every night, but probably every other night. And it's a real good mix. Give you an example. Last year, the one that hits me the most was we had probably an 18, 20-year-old kid show up with a 2005 Camaro, parks his car next to a guy with a 29 Model A that was probably 75 or 80 years old. And I see them talking to each other, and the next thing I see is the 18-year-old taking his lawn chair and putting it in front of the Model A, and they spent the rest of the evening talking about cars.
See?
So you got an 18-year-old talking to a 75, 80-year-old about what they have in common, and you don't see that a whole lot.
See, you're doing. You may have cracked the code, you guys. You know, because you talk about all the strife, upheaval, and trouble in the world, right? Maybe just get everybody next to a Model A, and then they'll be able to do it. Before we go to break and we come back, we're going to talk about the car clubs as well, because that is one of the things I think is an interesting phenomenon that happens, where you have people that love and enjoy cars of whatever make or model, and then get together, kind of either go to events or talk about it, or like you said, just kind of share those stories and commiserate. So, Glenn, what was your first car? I mean, and what was the car that decided to have you start the cruise night?
Boy, my first car was a 61 Ford Falcon, believe it or not. I'm a Chevy guy, but my first car was a 61 Ford Falcon that probably spent more time in my garage than it did on the street between all the repairs and everything. But I did learn a lot about cars that way, too, having to continually repair the car. But the first car that I actually would have wanted to take to a cruise night would have been my 68 Chevelle SS396.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a great one to see, and you'll see cars like that in Roselle on Friday nights during the cruise night. And we've gotten a number of texts, 312-981-7200. You can go ahead and text in. You can call in if you want. Someone from the 630 said many years ago they saw the shadows of night at the Roselle Car Show.
Yes.
And they were super excited by that. And from the 630, another one said, thank you, Glenn. So people, maybe you should not run for trustee, of course, now, Wayne, because there's not a lot of room on the on the board night. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Roselle, where it is, what it is. We've got Dan Riegel in as well. He brings a car to the cruise night, but he's also on the committee for Taste of Roselle, so we'll talk about that event as it comes up, and Glenn will share the information about the car club that he is running as well. It's 720 WGN on the road with Dane. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hey, everybody, Danny the Count Coker here from Counting Cars and Count 77. You are on the road with Dane. Come on, people, turn it up.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace?
720 WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. A little business to do before we get back into the wonderful and wide world of Roselle is we had the guys in from Cajon 555. We're going to give some tickets away. We've got two VIP tickets for this. You're going to get in before everybody else. Enjoy those great chefs. Enjoy that great. If you like bacon, if you like heritage breed pork, if you like amazing chefs, cocktails, music, and entertainment, you are going to love it. So for the 15th caller, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7500. 312-981-7200, 555, five chefs, five wineries, and five pigs, and the fifth caller, the 15th caller will get to go ahead and enjoy that. Also, I want to give a shout out. My wife ended up getting a car from Edelson Hyundai, and Bob Danella, he was just one of the best car salesman of all time. He was amazing. She's a tough nut to crack. I had nothing to do with it. You know, she ended up getting it through her work, and he did a great job. And so, you know, I think the car buying experience gets a lot of flack these days. And Bob Dinna over there at Edelson where are they? They're at 6420 Joliet Road in Countryside. He did an amazing job. So big shout out to him for that. And so in studio with us, we have Glenn Riegel. We've got Dan Riegel. We've got Wayne Domke. He is a trustee in the village of Roselle. So guys, for those people who have not been to Roselle, I don't know who those people would be, but for those people who haven't, Wayne, talk a little bit about where it is in the wide world of Chicagoland.
Roselle is just a little south of Schaumburg. We're on the west train line that heads out to Elgin. It's about 23,000 people in Roselle. We just had our elections. There's going to be a new mayor. Andy Maglio is going to be the new mayor of Roselle after Gail Smolinski retired after 24 years. We have a board with some new people on it, and a very well-organized town Well, we don't have any strife on the board. We pretty much work to get things done.
Because you demand it. You demand people get along. I mean, that's the thing that you owe the people of the community, right?
It's part of Roselle. We have to find compromise and make it go from there, you know. And maybe some of the other politicians in this state might learn something from Roselle.
Well, they've been learning to have a good time at Taste of Roselle. And Dan Ragle, you have been on the committee for Taste of Roselle for a long time. So, quick, we've got a few minutes here. If you want to talk a little bit about when that event is and what people can look forward to coming up for that kind of marquee thing happening in the town.
Okay, Taste of Roselle has been going on for 36 years now, and it's the first weekend in August. Every year it's the same weekend. We have approximately 30 different food vendors come out. We have live music.
Get a
music.
Little closer if you can.
Okay.
There we go.
We have live music. We have, like I say, 30 different food vendors with a variety of different foods. And it's just a nice street party.
It's a great party. Well, see, yeah. Roselle is about that. You're about getting along. That's what you said, Wayne. But you also are about kind of having a good time and enjoying yourself as well. So what's the website for the village where they might have a calendar of some of those different events? Do you guys know?
I Google it usually. It's just hit Roselle, Illinois, and you'll get the official website.
Okay.
It has everything about Roselle in it, including the cruise night, including the taste. We have a Rose Festival coming up. We have a Rose Parade. They just have them in Pasadena. We have them in Roselle, too.
Yeah.
So you can get anything you want on the website. You can find out anything about the village. And like I said, tradition meets tomorrow. So we're busy with a comprehensive plan and a strategic plan for Roselle. And it includes everybody. So everybody's ideas are a part of it.
Nice. Everybody, including people that love cars. And until those cruise nights start on Friday in Roselle, Glenn, give some information how people can get involved with the club that you have. I was excited to hear that it's reasonable and it's open to all, you know, makes and models, people that just love cars.
Yes, it is. It's open to everyone. It's called Rod Squad is the name of the car.
It's very
club.
Catchy. That's pretty clever, yep.
Sounds a little bit like a TV show from back.
That's right, Buddy Cop Show.
But there's no fee or dues. What I did was just you buy the T-shirt, you give me your email address or phone number, and then when there's something going on, either a car show or a cruise night, I'll send out an email to everybody or give them a call and say, hey, if you'd like to meet, we can all meet and park in the same spot and kind of enjoy the show. Last year we did a show out in Sycamore, Illinois. The end of July in Sycamore they have a show. They block off 4 blocks of North Avenue and all the side streets and get around 1,000 cars there on a Sunday.
Wow. And so information about the club is that at cruiseroselle.com as well?
Actually, the car club does not have a website.
Oh, but they can get contact information for you.
But they could, yeah. Cruise Roselle is actually our cruise night.
Okay, that's the website?
That's our website, yeah, cruiseroselle.com.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. I think everybody, the weather that we've had has made people get excited about getting out to some of these cruise nights. People are going to do that for the 18th year out in Roselle. So, guys, thanks so much for sharing Roselle with everybody here, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll wrap up the show and send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane on 720 WGN.